Neshama Aleichem, the sweetest friend, the Shir should be a special schus for Dvorah Bas Ruchama Miriam, Chayuchah Befega Bas Michalik Bispasia, Matan Ben Sara, Baruchos Ben Sara Tzipora, Sar Shachal Israel, and Nishmas Rab Aaron Ben Yaakov Shachna, Rab Lenashe Ben Yisrael Yitzchak, Dina Rachel Bas Rab Chaim Tzvi, Yudah Ben Faranchik, Shmuel Ben Harav Ruven Eitan, and Harav Eliyahu Moshe Ben Rab Yitzchak Dov. We are going to be learning from the Torah of Hagon, Mamish Hagon, Rav Shmuel Volk, Yechid Tzadik Levracha, who was a Ram in Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan for many years, a Telzer Talmud, and he was Mamish Hagon Olam. Unfortunately, his Torah does not get the publicity that it so deserves, and the Meila, I thought it's Mamish a Mitzvah Gedola to bring it out a little bit more to the public. It's not easy, safer to read, because he has 8 volumes of Shaarei Torah, which is basically one long conversation. 8 thick, big volumes, and he just, each siman says, all right, this is a hemshech of the previous siman. Then you look at the previous siman, it's a hemshech of the previous siman. And then that's a continuation of the previous chapter, and that's a continuation of the previous. So you have to start at volume 1 and, you know, go from there, and this way you'll know. And he's got a lot of tyrus, that was his expertise, and the other inyanim as well, so it's mamish, super, super gishmak to understand what he's saying. We are in the 8th volume, and in Simen Sadi Ches, which of course he says is a hemshech of, he says, Ayin Simen Sadi Zayin. The Rambam writes in the 4th parak of Uchitz Malachim and Halacha Dalid, V'chein lakech mikol gvul Yisrael, talking about the king, Noshim upilakshim. Zechol is from Uchitz Malachim, we've had so many dozens of shiurim in the Rambam Uchitz Malachim. So it's mamish kishmak to also learn from Uchitz Malachim. So the king is able to take for himself from all of the border of Israel wives and concubines, nashim, b'ksuba, v'kidushin, u'filakshim, b'loy ksuba, u'b'loy kidushin. The wives he is taking with ksuba, with a proper document of marriage, where he obligates himself to support her, honor her, take care of her, etc. And kiddushin, he has to be mekadesh. That's the wives; those are the wives of the king. And then the king hadoichet pilakshim, concubines. How do you get a concubine? That's ksuba. You give her a ksuba, but you don't have kiddushin. Ella biyichud bilvad koina oisa umuteres lo. The way a king gets a concubine is with yichud. He secludes himself with this woman, and thereby he makes her his wife, his concubine. Excuse me. And then she's muteres lo. Avala hediot. This is the sheet of the Rambam. There have been voices in the last, in the more recent period to allow concubines. There's someone in Flatbush going around saying, hey, ladies, let your husband have a concubine. At least you'll know where he is when he's not at home. And for the husbands, obviously, you know, Machaya, you get to have your wife. And then a few on the side. So I say a Machaya in parentheses. I don't think it's a Machaya at all. I think it's a big pirza for many reasons. And there are, however, shittas that permit concubines for hegyotis, for non-kings. However, shittas harambam is, and that guy who was advertising was ostensibly basing himself on those shittas. Aval a hegyot oser bipilagesh. But a hegyot, a non-king, is not allowed to have a concubine. Elaba me'ivriya bilvad achar yeyut. He's only allowed to have an Amma Ivriya after he's Miyayit her, after he marries her. First he takes her as an Amma Ivriya. And then if he decides, he can also have her afterwards as his wife. V'yesh lo rishus lasos pilakshim shelo keach la'armono tabachos ve'oifos ve'rakachos. And he has rishus to make these palakshim that he takes into his palace. He can make them into cooks, bakers. They can work in his house. This king. Work in his palace, these palakshim. Shenemar ves benosechem yikach l'rakachos v'l'tabachos v'l'ofos. And that's the parish of the king, that he has the right to take your daughters as workers in his palace. There is a big arichus about this in the Rishonim and the Achronim, and we are going to talk about it a little bit, the Hemshech Vereinu. But right now, we'd like to be oimed on the primary distinction of the Rambam between a melech and a hedyot, the heter pilegish, kesef mishnah, halatar, kosav she'isra ha'pilegish ala ha'hedyot, u'mishum she'arambam, ozel l'shitosei, v'roish ilchois ishus, she'abo ala pnuya she'loi l'shem kiddushin loike, im kein hedyot oser b'pilegish, ad kan midivrei ha'kesef mishnah, that the iser of a pilegish on a non-king, on a regular person, is because the Rambam is, l'shitaso, is consistent with his previously stated opinion at the beginning of Hilchos Ishus, that if somebody has bia with a pnuya, not for the sake of kedushin, he gets malchus. And if so, here this hedyot is having bia with a pnuya, not for the sake of kedushin. So he's aser v'pilegesh, he's not married to him, aser. And the Isser is out beside the Pasuk of Lo Yavo al Kadesha. However, we have to understand the Kesef Mishnah, because the Kesef Mishnah did not explain what's the chiluk between a king and a hedyot. Is a king allowed to go have beer with a Kadesha? No. So, what's the chiluk then between a melech and a hedyot? So it would appear, based on what Morenu Harav Volk writes in the previous simon, this is a simon, as I noted, Tzadi Ches, in the 8th volume, which is written from Miami Beach. He was in YU for many years, and then there was some issues with the language of the Shir. Apparently he never properly picked up English, and YU only wanted Shiurim in English. Already in the 80s, you know, the Bachurim don't know Yiddish. In the 40s, it was great. They knew Yiddish. But in the 50s, in the 80s, it was already. So he, not getting into the whole story, he ended up retiring. He having a sefer. I think the address there is Flamingo Boulevard. So he's writing this from Mamish Miami Beach, the beautiful Miami Beach. So then in Simon Tzadi Zion of the sefer, this volume 8 again, the last volume, he was nifter in I believe 1986. It would appear that, as we said in Simon Tzadi Zion, that the kinyan pilegesh is a kinyan ben noyach. When one is kinyan pilegesh, it's like a kinyan of a guy and his wife, because it's without kiddushin, it's biyichud ba'alma. Like the Rambam writes, ela biyichud bovad kinyanisa. So that's midin ben noach. The kinyan of pilegesh is midin ben noach. That just like a guy is kind of his wife with the yichud, so too a Jew is kind of his pilegesh with a king is kind of his pilegesh with the yichud. The Rambam paskins Malachim 9:8, ben noach sheichet shivcha la'avdoi uba la'ireza nera galam mishum eshes chaveri. A ben noach who set aside a shivcha for his eved, and then has beer with her, it's a big no-no, he's killed, because it's considered eshes chaveiro, because this shivcha belongs to his eved, not to him. So you see that through yichud ba'alma, she's already called eshes chaveiro. But even though the Rambam himself passed in Halacha Zayin, Ein benoi chai b'aleis chaver ad sheyavo yaleh. Wait a second. In 9:8, he says, Ben och sheyichay tshivcha l'avdei. Ubal arayze neragaleh. The Rambam in Halacha Zayin says that you're not chai b'aleis chaveroi until ad sheyavo aleh. He has to actually have bia. So that's only because his yichud is not a yichud, because in Halacha test, Rambam paskin zo meimasa tiyash es chaveru kish grushat shalanu mishyotzenu beis shuchenu la'atzma vina da b'tayu b'u b'vad. Now the kozman shiyotze hu o hi l'froshu yamitze a portion. So how does a goy divorce his wife? There's no get. How does he halachically divorce his wife? The answer is she leaves. He sends her away or she leaves on her own. It's not only up to him. Here it's more equality, they call today, that she can decide to leave and he can decide that she leaves. He can separate from her, she can separate from him. So you see that there can be separation even after the Be'ilah. So certainly before the Be'ilah they can separate, and therefore there's no mamashas to just their secluding themselves together. There's no substance to just yichud. Because they can just, there's nothing that strengthens it. So you need the bia for that. But an Adam, who can be kaifez ever to take a shivcha, so there's taikif, there's power even for the yichud, and therefore he wants chayiv. So when we're dealing with a regular person, with a regular guy, there's no power to his yichud unless there's bia. But when we deal with a shivcha, there's taikif to the yichud because he can force her, he can force his eved to take a shivcha, this guy. So therefore there's power for the yichud, even the yichud. And therefore, he's chayiv, he has beer with her after the yichud. So we see that mitzad ikar adin, a guy is kohen his wife even through yichud. Otherwise, why is the eved different? The answer is, there's no mamashas to the yichud, and therefore, the guy himself has that beer, but when dealing with his eved, since he can force him to take a wife, memela, the yichud's going to be enough. Zakopanim, we can say that a kinyan ha-pilegesh, is a kinyan benoyach biyishtai. So she's his. Mitzad this kinyan. And the Rambam holds that after Matan Torah, a Yisrael, a regular Jew, cannot be koine a kinyan ishus benoyach bebas Yisrael. And a melech is different. A melech can be kaina kinyan ben nayach, and therefore have yichud, and it's his pilagesh. Whereas Yisrael can't be kaina this kinyan ben nayach. And the Rambam gait l'shitasa. The Rambam is consistent with what he writes in Malachim 3:10. Recently we had a number of shiurim on 3:10. That's probably how I got here. I was searching around for discussions of 3:10. So I probably came to the sefer and then I said, oh, Harav Volk, gotta learn more of him. Gevaldik, Rav Shmuel Elazar, Ben Rav Moshe Avram Shalom. So the Rambam says, Kol harig nefashe shelo b'raya b'rura, o b'lo asroi, Obeid echad, fil beid echad, oisein esharag bishkaga, yesh lemelech rishis lahargo lasakin oilin kufima sheshat zricha. That if anybody kills without a clear proof, or without asroi, without forewarning, even with one aid, even if it's only done in the presence of one aid, or a Sine that killed B'shoigeg. So in all these cases, strictly speaking, the guy's not Chayiv Misa. There's no Raya Barura, there's no Asua, there's no Tu'edim, Sone Sharag B'shkaga, it's only Shoigeg. Nevertheless, the king has Rishus to kill this person and to fix the world, if that's what's needed at that time. The Or Sameach writes, Gishmak Tzulena Nor Semech. Ach zois ani mispali al Rabbeinu. Shekosav afilu be'eid echot. אם על ידי עד אחד נתיר גופו להריגו, אז מה? אז פשוט עד אחד. How are you matir the king to kill him, based on the testimony of one witness? אמנם רימה לרבנו ברכס ויצח, זו דיור שמח דוקים, פרק וב שקוסה, וכל הרויצחים שהרגו בית אחד, ובלו אסורי, אמרגן גויל אדם, אין להם דומים. That we find by all Reitzchim who kill with one aid or without Asura, if the Goyal Adam kills him, Ein Lam Damim, they're not liable. They don't have blood. The Goyal Adam isn't liable for killing them. And Asagetzi says, Taimahi! It's a grace of Taima. Beich Namin Beit Echod Lahatir Damoy Shel Zeh Shel the Goyal Adam. How are we going to believe an Eid Echod to be Matir the blood of the Goyal Adam? How are we going to be matir the blood of the Roitzech, to the Goyal Adam, based on one aid? That's the Hasaga of the Raivin and the Rambam. V'anir Ali, Zakti Yor Sameach, the Rabbeinu Sover, the Rambam holds the Hoyal de Ben Noyach, Nerag, Al Pied Echod. Since a Ben Noach is killed based on one witness, the testimony of one witness, therefore also a Goal Adam, if he kills the Ratzach with one aid, he's not killed. And a king also has Rishus to kill. So in other words, since we find Midianei Bnei Noach, that a Ben Noach is killed Al Pi Eid Echad, therefore we can say that a Goal Adam also, if he kills the Reitzeach, Ve'ed Echod, Ein Erag Olav, he's not killed. So Eid Echod works by Bnei Noach, Eid Echod also works by Goal Adam. That's the Or Sameach's Chiddush. V'chein Melech Yisrael, Yesh Lo Rishus Lahargoy. And a king, a Jewish king also, has Rishus to rely on one aid. Dafka Ladun Medina Sanhedrin Bechukim Toranim Shemitzvah Laim Ladun Simsa Torah Debay Shnei Eidim. Aba B'Gol Adam Melech Yisrael Yerushus Nitan Laim B'Tikun Medina Dinam Kamo Shenitna Nimusios Lebnei Noach V'Zeinin Musko. Dafka Ladun Medina Sanhedrin according to Torah law, that it's a mitzvah to judge according to Torah law. There the Torah commanded that we require two Eidim. But Goal Adam and Melech Yisrael, that they have Rishus for the Tikkun HaMedina to fix the world. They have a din like the civil law of Bnei Noach. V'zenyan Muskol, and this is like a very intelligent thing that was just stated. Ad kan midivrei haor sameach. So we see Mishitas HaRambam, Al Pi the Bir of the Or Sameach, that the king has Rishus to kill Al Pi Dinei Bnei Noach. Oh, so what do we want to say before? That a Hedyot can take a Pilagesh, because the whole word of Bnei Noach, taking a woman with Yichud, even though she's not his wife, is only for Bnei Noach. But after Matan Torah, it doesn't apply to the Jewish people. But a melech can still go with the law of Bnei Noach. And we see that here. The king is going with the law of Bnei Noach. And therefore he's allowed to kill based on the testimony of one witness. However, it is critical to point out, to note, that this is only the Tikkun HaMedina. In Pilagesh, what Tikkun HaMedina do you have by Pilagesh, right? However, the Rambam Paskins in Melachim 4:4:1, Rishus yesh lemelech liten mas al ha'am. The Kesef Mishnah writes that this is a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Perek Kohen Gadol, Tav Chof, Amud Beis, And it's a pluck to the Tanoi Vamoroi Pasak Kide of Yehuda Mar Shmuel Shamru Kol Amu Befarashat HaMelech Melech Mutarbo. Whatever it says in the parish of the Melech, where Shmuel tells the people what the rights of the king are, so the king is mutter in all those things, and it's not just to threaten them. So the law of the king is the law. And the Rambam, by the way, goes on to say, anyone who tries to steal from the taxes, doesn't pay the tax he's supposed to pay, so his money will be taken, will be killed. Ayin Shem Divrei HaRambam. So, because the Mishnah continues, and he says, we say in numerous places that Dina the Machus Adina Vafilu Malchei HaGoyim Aminu Dina Machus Adina, and even Goyish kings, non-Jewish kings, we say Dina the Machus Adina. So he can take taxes as much as he wants. Letzracha v'letzarecha mulchamas. And even with non-Jewish kings, Dina d'Malchus Adina, they have the right to take taxes as well. So what did the Kesef Mishnah add when he said, and we say, what's he adding with the Goyish kings? So it would appear that he wants to explain that the whole Parashas HaMelech is like Dina d'Malchus. What's the pshat in Dina d'Malchus? It's midine hanimusias shebibnei noyach. Uvemelech Yisrael sheishlo nami ha-koyach shal dine bnei noyach. So all of the rights of the king that we see in the Navi, this all comes from Dina d'Malchus Adina, which is founded really on a principle of Bnei Noach, that the law of the land is the law. Rambam writes in Halacha Daled, v'chein lokech mikol gvul Yisrael nashim u'pilakshim, nashim b'ksuva v'kidushin, u'pilakshim b'lo ksuva v'lo kidushin, ela b'yichul levad koinos u'muteres lo. And the king can take mikol gvul Yisrael, wives and concubines. And the concubine is just Yichud alone. And he has rishus to make these pilakshim into workers for him. And that's all b'parashas HaMelech, because he writes v'chein, v'chein. So this is all parashas HaMelech, just like in Halacha Aleph was parashas HaMelech. And now he's writing v'chein, v'chein. So this is also Parshas HaMelech. He goes into details, Halacha Hei, Halacha Vav, Halacha Zayin. And the Yisod of Parshas HaMelech, we said, is Dina L'machus Adina Mitzvahs Nimusios, Dina Ebnei Noach. And therefore the Rambam correctly writes in Halacha Dalet, that even though a hedgeot is Aser V'Pilegesh, nevertheless, HaMelech Mutarba. V'koino Yisali Da Yichud Be'alm, K'mo Ben Noach. So again, from the parish of the Melech has a lot of rights. One of the rights is to take a pilegesh. Hedyot, no. But Melech, yes. Why? Because he's still in the parish of Bnei Noach, the Melech. Because this is all in the parish of Dina d'Malchus Adina, which applies to Bnei Noach. And that applies to the king as well. That's where the parish of the Melech is founded on. We find again in Sefer Shmuel that he talks about all the rights of the king. Included in that, according to the Rambam, is taking a pilegesh. Midin b'nei noyach, midin mitzvus nimusias. And therefore a king is mutter b'pilegesh. And a hedgehog not. Because he is the koach of b'nei noach, this king. And a ben noach to take his wife He needs to have bia actually, like we saw before. Only for his eved, it's enough to just have yichud. But a king, yichud is enough. Because he has the power. He's not going to, we said there's no mamashas to their yichud. But he's the king. So his yichud has more mamashas. We assume that he's not going to change his mind. Okie dokie, so this is part one of our journey, but we still have a lot more to say in the next shtickle, Reina Rabbeinu, revokes itself, quotes from a contemporary Talmud Chacham, and he basically rips him to pieces, doesn't mention his name, but I did some research, and I found out who the Rav is, and he rips him to pieces, not personally, his Torah. Right. So, Mirtz Hashem, in the next segment of this shiur, we will see what their argument is about when it comes to the parish of the Melech. So, thank you so much for listening, and Mirtz Hashem, we will bring another continuation. Shalom, shalom.